Look, what if the biggest cybersecurity threat to U.S. government agencies isn't a hacker in a basement? It's a geopolitical chess move happening right now in Shanghai? And what if your agency's legacy systems are already the vulnerability that makes it possible? Context. Here's what's happening this week. China's President Xi Jinping just stood at the World Artificial Intelligence Conference and declared his intent to build a global AI coalition to rival American dominance. At the same time, a global chip shortage is slowing down the U.S. response. And a major data breach at Abbott Laboratories just exposed cancer patient records through, you guessed it, legacy systems. For cybersecurity firms serving government clients, this is not background noise. This is the market shifting in real time. Three key insights. First, China's AI coalition strategy is a force multiplier, not just a political statement. By recruiting developing nations, China is expanding its data access, compute partnerships, and influence over global AI standards simultaneously. U.S. federal agencies running on legacy cybersecurity frameworks weren't built to handle adversarial AI moving at this speed. The threat surface isn't theoretical. It's operational, and it's now. Second, the chip shortage makes this worse. Leading private sector players are flagging that the global AI memory chip shortage is likely to deepen. That directly constrains how fast American agencies can scale AI-driven defenses. Meanwhile, allied nations may be running AI systems with supply chain dependencies that introduce brand new compromise vectors. Your partners could be your exposure. Third, the Abbott Laboratories breach is a warning shot for every government-adjacent organization. An unauthorized third-party access legacy cancer diagnostic records in July 2026 at Exact Sciences Corporation, a precision oncology subsidiary. Law firm Schubert Jonkier & Kolb is already investigating. Legacy systems are the single most common entry point in government breaches. And federal health agencies, veterans platforms, and defense medical networks are carrying that same burden right now. The takeaway. Here's what eJIRA Global says it best. Government agencies don't get a quiet breach. Every incident is a public accountability event. So before your next security review, ask yourself one honest question. Are you treating cybersecurity as a compliance checkbox or as an operational warfighting capability? If you're not sure, that's your answer. Pull your legacy system inventory today and find out where your exposure actually lives. CTA. Read the full article on the Midas blog at agentmidas.xyz. And if you want AI generated content like this for your business every single morning, start your free trial at agentmidas.xyz.